I think fans can expect the Blue Rocks to have another terrific year. We've got a lot of great promotions lined up. We've got a new manager, a lot of new players, and we spent a busy, hectic off-season planning and preparing, and it should be a great 23rd year here in Wilmington with the Blue Rocks.
What special promotions and events do we have planned for this year?
Well, we every year, you know, sit down, plan out our strategies and what we want to do, and we look at what we did last year that worked well. We look at what we want to do new with new trends, perhaps. And so, what we're doing, Carl, a lot of the more popular things that we did last year, our Cowboy Monkey Rodeo coming out three times this year. We had a put a focus on bobbleheads. We're doing an Elena Deladon bobblehead doll. We're doing a Tom Carper bobblehead doll. Over the years, our bobblehead dolls have been very popular and exciting. We've got some new entertainment acts that are coming out. For example, we're doing one of our themes and tributes this year is a tribute to Saved by the Bell, the sitcom, which I never really watched, so my ignorance is going to be on display here. But individual who is the principal, Mr. Belding, I want to say, yes, he is going to be here as part of that tribute. So yeah, that's just a little snippet of what we have planned, but it should be a great year in terms of our entertainment that we can provide.
How's the donut dog going popularity wise? Are you excited to get that in the hands of some of the more discerning fans?
Very excited. Obviously, the publicity we got was much more than we ever would have imagined, and have not sold one yet, obviously, because we haven't played a game yet. So we're going to plan as if we're going to sell quite a few that opening night. To give us, we obviously don't know what kind of gauge to expect, but we will get a pretty good grasp on as the season starts and wears on as to what we can expect to sell on a nightly basis. But we are, again, just based on the excitement and the publicity that we got in advance of that, we think our sales should be pretty good.
How's the team handling the shakeup with the ownership?
Our new owners, Clark Meeker and Dave Heller, have put forth a pretty aggressive renovation plan that is expected to be completed by the start of the 2017 season, which coincides with our 25th anniversary. So they'll be out here opening night. Everything's moving forward, and we are really excited about some of the things they've got planned.
With the 25th anniversary coming up in a couple years and with the new ownership, it seems like there's a real feeling of rejuvenation going on around.
That's good to hear, because that's what we want. We want, not that we're ever stagnant, but someone once told me years ago, if you're not getting better, you're getting worse. So we want to keep getting better, and we've got a very aggressive plan to accomplish in the next 2 years, and it's going to take a lot of work, but we think we can get it done. And at some point during this year, the fans are going to start to see things. They're going to start to see new, perhaps new things in the stadium that we're that we've been talking about. So we're excited to get it going.
Last year, average attendance was at its second lowest ever. Do you feel that a lot of the changes and the things coming in are going to change that this year and as the future continues?
I think so. Last year we were down a little bit from previous years, and it generally has a lot to do with our rainouts. We have 1 year we'll have 6 rainouts, another year we'll have 2. So that does play a big role in our attendance. But we were the third most in our league. And we, to answer your question, I think some of our plans that we with stadium infrastructure, with our giveaways, bobblehead dolls, fireworks, should be a great year.